have in mind the smiles, the eyes, the faces of the people I met with. I keep in mind the moving testimonies, stories that they told me, like harassment by companies, for instance, targeting them, trying to push them to sell the piece of land.
This is mining companies?
Mining companies. Yeah. They play a tricky role in Australia. As I said, I also had a meeting with Mining Council Australia to discuss that, and they denied, in fact, everything. They gave me a nice brochure saying that the membership have commitments to respect the rights of populations, affected communities. But in fact, when you speak with those people, you see that it's not the case. We also spoke with simple landowners that in fact became defenders because themselves as well have been directly targeted by companies, saying that we simply want to explore your piece of land. They would say no, and they cannot oppose to exploration.
By law.
There is no impact assessment of the exploration in terms of human rights, in terms of affecting the environment. And then where they are consulted, they don't have access to the information, and then it's too late.
The people that you're talking about who are defending their land, and are they finding support, or are they finding it difficult in terms of being human rights defenders on these issues?
I mean, for them, that's difficult because they don't know the law. Lawyers are coming from companies or from the government.
This could be remote communities.
That could be remote communities. And then they've been told that this is the law. You cannot oppose the law. While they don't know the law, they don't have seen the law, they have no legal advice. That's costly. They don't dare to hire lawyers to advise them. And when they do realize that things might happen, it's too late. Things have happened. And for instance, the delay by which they could give a reply to a proper consultations has expired, so it's too late, and they have not received a proper advice from lawyers. And that's why they come to legal centers, to NGOs, to civil society organizations, to some lawyers that are working pro bono, and I must pay tribute to those lawyers in Australia that give also pro bono work for those communities. But sometimes, and very often, it's too late for them. It's too late. The time has elapsed, and it's too late. Things, their land don't belong anymore to them.